I took her up somewhere nice in Kenya and proposed.
It was a total shock when it came and very excited.
He said some very lovely things and then he got down on one knee and then asked me to marry him and I said yes, of course.
I didn't actually have the ring. I wasn't brave enough to buy the ring.
William and Kate, Jennifer and David. 那是王子和平民两对热恋的情侣讲述各自求婚的惊喜和激动。大家好，我是杨丽。今天是我的第六个故事 Popping the Question 求婚
A royal romance An everyday love story
王子婚礼与平民爱情
From BBC Learning English
威廉王子和凯特小姐在宣布订婚之后接受了 BBC 记者 Tom Bradby 的采访请大家边听边思考两个问题第一威廉是在非洲的哪个国家向凯特求婚的呢第二，订婚戒指在威廉的挎包里背了多久
？I was planning it, and then it just felt really right out in Africa. It was beautiful at the time, and I took her up somewhere nice in Kenya and proposed.
It's very romantic. There's a true romantic in that.
There is. I had done a little bit of planning to obviously show my romantic side.
It was a total shock when it came, and very excited.
And you produced the ring.
Yeah.
There and then.
I did, yeah. I'd been carrying it around with me in my rucksack for about 3 weeks before that. And I literally would not let it go. Everywhere I went, I was keeping hold of it because I knew this thing, if it disappeared, I'd be in a lot of trouble. You know, you'll hear a lot of horror stories about proposing and things go horribly wrong. It went really, really well. And yeah, I was really pleased that she said yes.
And it's a family ring?
It is a family ring, yes. It's my mother's engagement ring. So I thought it was quite nice because obviously she's not going to be around to share any of the fun and excitement of it all. This was my way of keeping her sort of close to it all.
Well, I just hope I look after it.
Yeah.
It's very, very special.
BBCUKChina.com.
That was William and Kate. Now let's check your answers to the two comprehension questions. 第一，威廉在非洲的哪个国家向凯特求婚的？ It was Kenya. 第二，订婚戒指在威廉的挎包里背了多久呢？ The answer, about 3 weeks.While Prince William took Kate to Kenya for the big romantic moment, David took Jennifer somewhere else, somewhere close to his roots to pop the question. But where was it? So where did you, David, pop the question?
Pop the question, yeah. We were in Scotland, and my parents live in Scotland. There's a walk near my parents' house that we'd been on quite a few times, and I realised that actually this would be a really nice place to do it because it's a beautiful spot. There's a waterfall there, and it looks out into the valley. It's a beautiful place. But also, because it's near my parents' house, it was somewhere that I know that Jenny and I would...go back to a lot over our lifetime, so it would have a lot of meaning for us.
But once we sat down, Dave went very quiet, and I asked him how he was, if he was okay. And he said he's fine. He said, but I have got a birthday present for you, an early birthday present, and you may want to swap it for another one, a more permanent one. And then he went a bit quiet, and then he said, I need to do this properly.And then he got down on one knee.
He did?
He got down on one knee, yes. And I think at that point it was probably a giveaway what was about to happen. So I think I squealed. And then he said some very lovely things and then asked me to marry him. And I said yes, of course.
I didn't actually have the ring. I wasn't brave enough to buy the ring. So I had a stunt ring, so to speak. So I had just a big ring from a, you know, I think it cost me £2, the ring. So it was a bit cheaper than the real It wasn't anything to do with her saying yes or no. I just thought that, that her engagement ring is something that she's going to wear for the rest of her life, and it's something that I felt that she should choose.
Well, my friend...
I cried for about 20 minutes.
Did you?
Of joy,
yes.
Today's phrases.
今天的重点词语是把什么东西抓在手里不放 Not to let something go.糟糕了，惹祸了 ，to be in trouble.
And I literally would not let it go. Everywhere I went, I was keeping hold of it because I knew this thing. If it disappeared, I'd be in a lot of trouble.
求婚 ，to pop the question.
So where did you, David, pop the question?
Pop the question. Yeah, we were in Scotland.
男子求婚时的动作，一条腿跪下去 ，to go down on one knee.
And then he got down on one knee.
He did.
He got down on one knee. Yes.
As we have heard, that when the two men went down on one knee and popped the question, both Kate and Jennifer accepted the proposal readily and happily. Kate said it was a total shock, while Jennifer cried for 20 minutes out of joy. So both couples are now engaged. What's the next step? Does the man need to ask the father for his approval of marriage, like people do in China? 下周将是我的第七个故事，求亲。That's next week, here on BBCUKChina.com. Bye!
Isn't it a lovely day when you look and smile my way? Skies are blue, trees so green, make it such a lovely day. Golden sunshine in your hair.